The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
It's the end of August. Hooray, it's my birthday. It's also the dying dog days of summer, and that means weirdness is in the air and in the news, especially this year with the political upheavals in France, the UK, the USA, and here at home in the Great White North. Sometimes it's best just to button your lip and keep on rocking in the free world. Even wildlife have to contend with difficult choices, like whether Tesla's Cybertruck is a vehicle or simply a new design of dumpster to rummage through. Raccoons tried to enter the vault overnight while we were camping in Minnesota, one unfortunate owner wrote, using Tesla's overly optimistic marketing term for its enclosed truck bed. Nature's can openers made short work of the tonneau cover, gnawing massive holes in it. The damage was extensive and expensive. So much for the tech that was supposed to render the Cybertruck impervious on this planet or any other. Tesla's boss Elon Musk will have to consider that problem along with training for his next big fight. Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's new self-declared leader, challenged him to a few rock'em sock'em rounds after Muskie called him a dictator on the X. Elon posted these terms: if I win, Maduro resigns. If he wins, I give him a free ride to Mars. Sounds fair, right? If your trip is simply from departures to arrivals, Japan has your ride with its motorized suitcases. But authorities are drawing the line after a woman was stopped for riding her carry-on in the streets of Osaka without a license. The luggage is categorized as a motorized bicycle. That case and suitcase are before the courts. And have instant noodles will travel, except in economy class on Korean Air. The carrier is canceling ramen service to the plebs who can't afford first class. Because passengers are packed like sardines, the risk of burns from scalding hot water has become unacceptably high. From lunch to lawsuit, I guess it's a slippery slurp. I mean slope. I'm Cal Coat. Our album cover of the week is Bread, the new LP by Sophie Tucker. Not the jazz diva, but the globally inspired duo of Sophie Holly Weld and Tucker Halpern, who have collaborated with luminaries like Amadou and Miriam. Here is the carb-heavy title track, Bread, another debut from World Beat Canada to you.
I don't believe in what you call purity. It's an archaic fallacy that doesn't belong to me. Skip conversation, you could do less. Meet down beijo and come to my bed. Don't mind if they're watching, as long as I'm fed. I get off.
out, I eat bread.
Based Ecuadorian American guitarist Eluri. That is La Voz, the Nova Lima remix. Another brand new spin from World Beat Canada Radio. Sophie Tucker before that, and their brand new album, Bread. Love them carbs. Here is Rumba Calzada. Their new album is called Feel the Sun. As we wrap up August, here is Cumbia para Mujeres from Rumba Calzada on World Beat Canada Radio.
This is Rafael Geronimo from Rumba Calzada. The world comes home to World Beat Canada Radio.
De mis hermanas y el coraje de mi mamá. candela, nena, de mi tambor morena.
Vancouver's talented community of world beaters, Rumba Calzada, from their new album Feel the Sun and Cumbia para Mujeres. We have Sonova standing by. That is the new Global Grooves project of Andrew McPherson. He's on Volume 2. Volume 3 is on the way, and so is Girl on a Wire. Thanks for keeping time with the beat of the world. I'm Cal Coat.
Bob Billy.
favorites of 2024. That is the album Madres by Sofia Cortizas, who is a Peruvian DJ based in Berlin. Sonova before that, and Girl on a Wire from Future Grateful Volume 2. More homegrown Canadian talent. Here is Delata. They're from the UK. Afro-Brazilian music from the album Birds with Thunder of Silence. Sound of the farting sax, it is time for your touch of the familiar. And I had to look this up. Back in 1962 was the very first instance of Iron Man in Stan Lee's comic book series. And Robert Downey Jr. was born in 1965, which brings us to Iron Man from Black Sabbath, which is the Iron Man that I always recall from my youth, misspent as it was. And that came out in 1971. Nine-piece Austin, Texas band Grupo Fantasma have an alter ego called Brownout, which is used for adopting covers to their style, and one of them is Iron Man. From Brown Sabbath, it's Brownout. Your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.